Song of the Year is a tough category at every music awards show, and it was no different at the Americana Honors and Awards. Lucinda Williams, Patty Griffin, Elizabeth Cook, and Daryl Scott were all vying for the honor. The winner? Daryl Scott for Hank Williams' Ghost, the title track to his most recent CD.
But you have heard the angels singing. Hell, they're singing to you yet. Oh, take the gifts that they are bringing. They may be all that you get. But it's all right. It's okay. Yeah, you'll be a saint some other day. Fare thee well and adios. Yeah, we hurt the ones we love the most, and we blame it on Hank Williams' ghost.
In his acceptance speech for Song of the Year, Daryl Scott explained how he came to write Hank Williams' Ghost. He also thanked his father, himself a singer and songwriter.
He always knew when he had a good line, because his voice would crack, because the emotion would kind of take over. It would just tell the truth that he was onto something. So I want to thank my dad. And the way this song came about, I'd sort of been living this song for a while, and it kind of been buzzing around my head, just the general subject. And then a friend of mine out in North Carolina sent me a guitar that he'd made for me, a baritone guitar. It arrived one morning, and I swear this song was in the guitar, because I popped the guitar case open and started working on it, and it really kind of came out in the 4 minutes or so that it is.
Oh, heavenly day, all the clouds blew away. Got no trouble today.
And while Heavenly Day did not win Song of the Year, Patty Griffin did not go home from the Americana Honors and Awards empty-handed. Her Children Running Through triumphed over releases by the Avett Brothers, Bob Dylan, and Lucinda Williams to take Album of the Year. But that wasn't the only honor for Patty that night. She was also named Americana Artist of the Year.
Thank you very much. It's quite an honor to be honored in this town. The legacy is huge and wonderful and rich, and I'm always inspired by it. Thank you.
But now I'm out and I've had time to look around and think and sink into another world that's filled with guilt and overwhelming shame. Oh, loads of shame.
Avett Brothers were also double winners, receiving both the Emerging Artist Award and the trophy for Group of the Year. The Americana Music Association also presents several special awards every year. Mavis Staples was given the Spirit of Americana Free Speech Award. Four Lifetime Achievement Awards were also handed out, with Willie Nelson honored for his songwriting, Ry Cooder for his playing, and Jim Dickinson for producing great records. The Lifetime Achievement Award for Performance was presented to Joe Ely by his longtime friend and fan, Lyle Lovett.
The recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award for Performer was destined to be a great American artist. From his beginnings in Amarillo, Texas, through his youth in Lubbock, he has taken us along on the creative adventure of his life. His independent spirit and his individual voice define what we mean when we talk about Americana. The romance, the characters, and places he introduces us to aren't larger than life, but are rather as large as life really is. He tells us about our lives by telling us about his. He shows us what's possible for us by telling us about what he's done. He explains for us the romance of real life.
And Lyle Lovett was also presented with an Americana honor this year, as he was the first ever recipient of the Trailblazer Award for Career Achievement. Lyle was then joined by Joe Ely, Patty Griffin, and others who all returned to the stage for the evening's two-song finale. It included this version of Lyle's song, If I Had a Boat. I'm Catherine Cole.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together and go out on the ocean and set me up on my pony on my boat. And if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old day. Would just be me and Trudy. We'd go riding through them movies. Then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail.